and welcome to Horror Spiria. My name is Clinton, sometimes known as Scary Clint, and I'm here to give you a bonus pod here on Horror Spiria, the international horror movie podcast. Our normal main host, May, is away currently, so I'm filling in, and I'm going to give you all the spooky details while she's gone. We're going to talk about some really weird stuff, okay? So today, for the bonus pod, I wanted to recommend you a movie. This one is from Spain, from the genius, strange, very wild mind of Alex de la Iglesia. And the movie is called Balada Triste de Trompeta, as it's originally released in Spain, or better known here as The Last Circus.
¿Los niños se ríen contigo?
No.
¿No?
Es que yo soy el payaso triste, yo no hago gracia.
¡Hola!
¡Ey! Bienvenido al circo, chaval.
Yo digo lo que tiene que hacer. ¡Yo soy el payaso! ¡Yo!
¿Te parece la muerte un chiste?
¡No! ¡No! ¡No!
¿Por qué quieres ser payaso?
¿Y usted?
Porque si no fuera payaso sería un asesino.
Pues yo también.
The Last Circus was released in Spain in the year 2010 with the original title Balada Triste de Trompeta, which translates loosely to The Sad Trumpet Ballad, which I think is a very poetic name for this movie and a very fitting name, actually. But I think when it came to the United States, they were like, we'll probably sell more copies of this DVD if we just call it The Last Circus. It's easy to remember, and it doesn't make you think of like a sad band nerd. And just to make sure, we're going to put on the DVD cover like a total babe and a insane clown with two machine guns firing in all directions. And then we'll even sneak in another creepy clown there just to make sure you really get the point. This is an action, horror, crazy, grindhouse movie. And it is all those things, but it's also some other things as well. It's also Balada Triste de Trompeta. So, yeah. But I'm thankful for the U.S. marketing, because if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have seen this one. And I'm really, really glad I did. It opened me up to all of Alex de la Iglesia's films, and I can proudly say that I am a follower, and anytime he's working on something, I'm thinking, oh, I definitely want to see that. So, what is this movie about? It's about a sad clown who joins a circus and falls in love with a beautiful trapeze artist played by Carolina Bang, and whose name you can't just say without stopping and being like, that's her name, and like, what a perfect name for a femme fatale. But in any case, going back to the story, it is a sad clown falls in love with a trapeze artist who is in love with a happy clown. So you see, there's a sad clown, there's a happy clown. The Happy Clown, of course, this is a dark comedy, so the Happy Clown is a dick and alcoholic and domestic abuser and is really just a shitty guy. So he is not the protagonist of this film, but the Sad Clown is. And it all takes place, and I think one of the reasons why this movie really connects with me, aside from just being batshit crazy at times, is that it has historical context. So it takes place in Spain, opens in the 1930s during the Spanish Civil War. I didn't know anything about the Spanish Civil War when I watched this the first two times, and I really didn't know that much afterwards because I was so confused at points, but I still loved it. I wanted to give you that context now so you can hopefully enjoy the movie even more. And that context is really simple. The war was between the Republicans, who were the party in power, not like the Republicans here in the United States. These were more left, center left, leftist, and they ended up being a coalition with even anarchists and I think socialist communists. And the rebellion, which was a military coup rebellion that would end up being led by Franco. So you might be familiar with the Franco army, the Franco fascists, and Franco would win and then rule over Spain for many, many years. So that's the beginning. The context at the beginning of the movie is the Spanish Civil War. And what happens is Franco's army wins. And many of the Republicans who fought and survived, were taken into prison camps and labor camps. And they could work for their freedom, supposedly. I'm not sure how that actually panned out for a lot of people. But supposedly they could work for their freedom. And one of the ways they could do that was to work on this monument. So some people describe it today as a monument to fascism. But Franco's, well not but. I mean, that's a legitimate analysis. Franco's vision was that it was a monument of reconciliation. And this monument is a giant cross and several other structures, but primarily this giant cross that was supposed to honor the fallen and bring the two sides of Spain together. That monument still stands today and is called the Valley of the Fallen, which I think is a very spooky name, but probably pretty fitting. So yeah, that's all the context you really need to really, I think, enjoy this movie even further. I didn't have it. I still loved it. It's a creepy clown movie, and you know, at the end of the day. So it was a pretty big budget. IMDb estimated about €8 million. I think it feels like it's a 20 million euro movie. Similarly, I've seen this movie two full times, and if you would ask me how long is The Last Circus, I would say get ready for about 2.5 hours. And it turns out I'm really wrong about that one. This is only 1 hour and 41 minutes according to the DVD box. So yeah, I guess it's not 2.5 hours. I guess it's not even close. But it feels like it's very dense. So in some ways it feels like a roller coaster ride that you can't get off. And that 1 hour and 40 minute roller coaster ride feels like 5 days in some ways. You're like sweating by the end. Like, oh my God, I've been through so much. Thank you, Alex de la Iglesia. You can get this movie on any of the streaming services where you pay a couple dollars and you get it. I recommend that, or getting it on DVD. There's a couple bonus features. I think some behind the scenes stuff, but nothing that really, really struck me or stuck with me. It is a nice DVD box, so that's fun. And if you're not sure if Creepy Clown isn't really your thing, then Alex de la Iglesia has another film that you might enjoy. That's a little less creepy, but still very Alex de la Iglesia, and that is on Netflix. So you can see The Bar on Netflix, and I think that is his most recent movie, so check that out as well. I have had so much fun hosting this little bonus pod, this little boner pod. I've tried not to say it, but I want to say it, so I'm going to say it. This little boner pod. And I am super excited to catch back up with you guys when I'm back in the studio with May. She's was on traveling, and then I'm going to be traveling. I'm actually going to Spain. Funny enough, talking about Spanish stuff, I'm going to Spain myself, although I won't be seeing the Valley of the Fallen because I'll be more on the East Coast with some Barcelona and Valencia. This is an international podcast, so hey, maybe I'll be doing some research out there. Who knows? But I'm very excited to get back to talking horror with y'all. So, you know, be ready, be prepared. Follow us on the Twitter, on the Instagram. But most importantly, keep listening and just let us know what you think. You know, you like it, you don't like it, whatever. Hit us up. Horrorspiria is the tag, is whatever you call that. My name, you can follow me at Clinto Peel at Twitter or Clinzos on Instagram. Have a great, we need a send off. And remember, the world is a scary place. So listen to Horrorspiria. Bye.